You work with Sheldon, you tell me.
Yeah, it's weird.
Okay, are you seriously jealous of me working with Zach?
No, I'm not jealous. I just think you have a good thing going where you are right now, and you make great money, and you haven't slept with any of your coworkers.
Great, so you want me to stay at a job I'm not happy at? You okay? Kind of look like Zach trying to figure out that tip.
Of course I don't want you to be unhappy, but I also want you to be smart, and working for an ex-boyfriend isn't very smart. You don't have to stop. Just slow down. I'll jump out.
Amy, look. I'm on a unicycle.
How did you get from croissants to a unicycle?
I hurt myself juggling.
Well, where did you get it?
Howard said I could borrow it. Bernadette said forever.
Have you tried letting go of the rope?
What, are you crazy? I'm on a unicycle.
All right, well, have fun.
Wait, I need help getting down.
What do you want me to do?
Drag out our mattress and put it over here, then go across the hall, get their mattress, and put it over here. But before you do any of that, scratch my nose.
So you told her she was being dumb?
No, I told her she was being not smart. Which was dumb.
Why did you even go to dinner with the guy?
We covered this. I'm dumb.
So he's my ex-boyfriend. Who cares? I can't believe Leonard would be so insecure.
Really? I have no trouble believing that at all.
And Zach's engaged. Leonard has no reason to feel threatened.
We're talking about the same Leonard, right?
So you think it's fine if she works for Zach?
I don't know, maybe.
Well, he is much more attractive than Leonard.
Yes, but that's gonna be true of a lot of guys she works for.
Yeah, but she also used to sleep with Zach.
Again.
I would never let Howard work with an ex.
What, you wouldn't trust him?
I wouldn't trust her. He's thin and sexy like a Jewish greyhound.
Yeah, that is the sexiest dog.
And I'd like to think Hallie wouldn't take a job I was uncomfortable with.
Because he's scared of you.
Terrified.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm with Leonard. This isn't cool.
Thank you.
I disagree. Penny is a strong, independent woman. The more you try to control her, the more she'll push back.
So you think it's okay?
Oh, no. She's gonna leave you for someone. Might as well get it over with.
What are you doing?
I'm returning this stuff to Howard.
Oh. Well, Bernadette made me promise if you didn't want it, we'd give it to a homeless clown. What happened to learning the unicycle?
Oh, I stopped that. It was dumb. Uni, bi, tri, menstrual, all cycles are dumb.
You said juggling was dumb, too.
Well, it is. If I wanted to hold three things at once, I'd wear cargo pants.
Sheldon, is it possible that when things get really difficult, you just give up?
Are you calling me a quitter?
Well, if you honestly...
This conversation is over.
His mother warned me. Everybody warned me. Actually, he warned me.
Hey.
Hi.
You want to talk?
That doesn't seem to be where I shine. How about I just give you one of these?
Look, we can have a reasonable conversation and I won't get mad. I don't like it after sex and I don't like it now.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah. Look, I get me working with Zach is weird, and I don't want you to be uncomfortable.
Thanks. And I don't want you to be stuck at a job you don't like.
And what do we do?
Well, I don't love it, but if you really want to take this job, I'll find a way to deal with it.
No, I know you'll try, but it'll make you miserable, which will make me miserable, and I'm just gonna stay where I'm at for now.
No. You're unhappy there, and then you're gonna blame me for making you stay, and it's fine. I'll suck it up.
You don't need to do that. It's okay.
Yeah, see, now I feel terrible, like I'm being selfish and holding you back. What? Say something. Yeah, that is pretty annoying.
I made you tea.
Thank you.
I'm sorry I called you a quitter.
It's okay. I stopped being upset about that. And no, the irony is not lost on me.
What are you reading?
This article says the peak age for making a Nobel Prize winning discovery is 40.
So?
So I'm running out of time.
That's ridiculous. You're a brilliant man. The best years of your life are still ahead of you.
Oh, you have to say that. You're sweet on me.
Well, if you're really worried about your career, maybe you should consider spending a little less time with video games and comic books.
Hey, I thought you were sweet on me.
Okay, fine. Let's say you never win a Nobel Prize. Let's say you spend your life doing solid scientific research, surrounded by friends and loved ones who appreciate you, not for what you've accomplished, but for who you are as a man. Wouldn't that be a life well lived?
You're so cute. I'm gonna learn how to walk on stilts.
So many warnings.
Sure about this?
Absolutely. I just want you to be happy and maybe a little turned on about how selfless I'm being.
Penny, what's up?
Hey, so I've been thinking about it and I want to take the job.
Oh, bad news. When my fiance found out that I was offering a job to my ex-girlfriend, she said it was a stupid idea and threw a shoe at me.
Oh, so there's no job?
Nope. Just a little bump on my forehead.
Okay, thanks anyway. Bye. Well, his fiance thought the idea of us working together was stupid. You were right, I was wrong. Aren't you gonna say anything?
Not if I wanna be doing this later.
Where you been?
I went to see your mom.
Seriously, where were you?
I just told you, your mom's.
Why?
Well, since you find my magic trick so embarrassing, I got to wondering what cool hobbies you had as a kid.
Oh. What'd she say?
She didn't say much of anything. But she said a lot!
Hi, Bernadette. Remember me?
First of all, that's not what she sounds like. She's from South Carolina.
I can't believe you made fun of me all these years while you were a closeted ventriloquist.
Okay, it's not like I wanted to be a ventriloquist. I was in beauty pageants and I needed a talent besides spreading rumors that the other contestants were pregnant.
Well, since you enjoyed getting rid of all my stuff, maybe we should throw this little lady in the wood chipper.
No! And the little lady has a name.
Which is?
Tammy Jo St. Cloud.
Tammy Jo St. Cloud. And I'm a dork for juggling.
Sorry, you're not a dork. You're a clown. Tammy Jo, don't say that. Don't make him feel bad. Look at him. What reason he got to feel good?
All right, very funny.
Don't listen to her. She's been in a box for like 25 years.
Yeah, back when his haircut was fashionable.
That's enough. Put her away.
Oh, Big Daddy, I don't think so. You marry Miss Bernie, you marry me. We all family now.
You're freaking me out.
Don't be that way. If you don't mind a few splinters, we can have us a menage a trois.
I'm doing it. I'm doing it. I'm tall and I'm doing it. Oh, man.